We are live on YouTube, Twitter, woo! Rumble.
Yeah.
We'll be live on Rockfin shortly.
Where's that Rockfin stream? Let me make sure that gets up and going.
I'll say this while we're waiting on the red button on Rockfin to brighten up. I am going to be moving this week, finally. We finally cleared out the house. And the next couple days, I'll be out of commission, but I will be back later this week. We are now live on Rockfin as well, joined here by Ian. Let's go ahead and dive into the show.
Yeah.
Fanny accused of racism.
Fawny.
Nathan Wade. Contempt of court charges.
Nathan,
yes, sir. Both very high-faluting French people. And Larry David feigns outrage. Let's start with the top story, though. The much-anticipated total solar eclipse, a very rare event, happened today as Fannie Willis crossed in between the Earth and the sun, totally blocking out the sun and briefly causing midday total darkness in part of the country. And thus far, there's been no reports of eye damage from staring at Fannie with a naked eye from too long. So we'll stay up to date on that story.
Good, good.
Yeah, I know. I'm very happy everybody followed that. I mean, usually I'd be like, I'm not going to listen to the news.
Yeah, I do whatever the CDC says. I do the opposite. That's how I work.
This time I trusted Dr. Fauci when he said, never stare at Fanny with a naked eye for too long. Never for more than a split second.
Yeah.
Anyway, CNN's all-day coverage, which was called Eclipse Across America, was exceptional in that it was able to accomplish something that I don't think anybody would have ever thought.
Equity.
They would ever be able to accomplish. Close.
Oh.
It was able to surpass Don Lemon's wedding as the gayest thing that happened this week. And if you saw any footage of Don Lemon's wedding, you know just how impossible that feat might have seemed a couple of days ago.
Was it a super gay wedding?
It was Don Lemon and his longtime boyfriend, the footage I saw anyway, walking out of a church, both, you know, dancing. Mm-hmm. Throwing streamer paper, carrying tiny dogs that probably didn't want to be there, and then walking up and down the street wherever they were. I mean, it was so gay and so coordinated that I don't think Don Lemon ever imagined anything gayer would happen this week. And quite frankly, I think he's probably shocked and devastated.
Devastated and shocked and devastated.
Yeah, I mean, his wedding couldn't have been gayer if he was banging or getting banged by his new husband on top of Pete Buttigieg. But that still wouldn't have been as gay as the CNN coverage. And let me show you. I'll just show you one picture to sum up the CNN coverage. I knew it was going to be like this, too, because who has an all-day-long eclipse special? It's just making news up. Where's that freaking Fanny picture? Fanny. All right, there it is right there. No, it's not Fanny, excuse me. That's the eclipse coverage.
Oh, the sun. Okay.
Yeah, you see that? So these are two newscasters on CNN's Eclipse Across America, and one of them appears to be wearing a giant...
This is an Illuminati humiliation ritual.
This is definitely humiliation.
This is a humiliation. These are low level.
I would refuse an acting role that asked me to put on a giant sun fat suit. What is that on the back of the suit there? Are there half moons?
When I was an actor, I never auditioned for commercials. They would send them to me and I would just go like, guys, I'm not interested. I don't want to do this. And I remember my roommate at the time, he was wondering why. And I came home one day and he was in his room making up a song about how much he liked Jimmy Dean sausage while playing the guitar. And I listened to him for about 15 minutes and I knocked on the door. I'm like, hey man, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I got this Jimmy Dean sausage audition tomorrow. And I go, I know, I've been listening. And I go, like, listen to yourself, man. You're sitting here singing about Jimmy Dean sausage for what? What are they going to pay you?
And they're probably going to put you in a hot dog suit or something.
Yeah, and you're in the South. It's going to be a buyout. You're not getting residuals off this. It's going to be a one-time buyout.
Uh-uh.
You might make $2,000 after taxes. You know, you're not walking. You're not giving me enough to sing for Jimmy Dean sausage. No.
Maybe if there were some residuals involved.
Yeah. And so doing something like this, this is just humiliating. How dare these people?
And the woman there next to him, is that supposed to be the earth that she's dressed in? I mean, she looks, this is embarrassing.
That's the moon, right?
Yeah, or the moon, I guess. That's I guess the it's the moon.
Yeah, it's the moon. Yeah, it's the moon.
And behind them, they are, I don't know where they are, but they are, they're in Mexico. A lot of people went to Mexico. And you can see snow everywhere. So there's snow everywhere. They're obviously in a cold environment. And they put them in these stupid fat suits of the sun and the moon. Mm-hmm. And they don't even give this guy a long sleeve shirt to put on underneath.
No. He's like, probably totally naked underneath.
They probably take off all of your clothes.
Yeah, she gets a long sleeve shirt, but he's nude.
That's it. And that's so embarrassing. And then they have to talk to each other like they enjoy this. And it's so inspiring.
Well, and they both had to figure out how to hold the microphone so it worked.
Yeah, right.
You know they had to, right? They was like, how are we going to hold this stupid things? Yeah.
I would like to see the conversation that happens when they go home and talk to either their significant others or their dog about what they had to do today.
Oh, no, I saw. I saw. Everybody saw.
Sweet. Yeah. Their dog probably left them.
Yeah, the dog, after dog that, ran away.
Went and found somebody with some self-respect. All right, enough of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you looked at any of it. I was not
first
really
totality
concerned with it. First and total totality and the screaming and the there was one CNN lady who had her dad.
I'll catch
on
it next time.
Yeah, I feel like we have a version of this every year and a half.
I know. Come on, we saw the one in 2017 here.
Yeah, but was that one total?
I think so. It was like total or like nearly total. I took a picture with my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This dude on CNN, who was 78-year-old father of the anchor, and they were talking about how he has not been able to see one of these yet because every time it's happened in the past, there's been overcast weather or he's been in the wrong state. So this was the time, and he might not be around for the next one, he said. And she said, Dad, what are you going to do when you finally get to see the total eclipse? And he howled like a wolf.
Did we get to see that? If it came true, because I would have followed him with a film crew after
if he turned
makes
into
a kind of statement like that.
Me literally howled like a wolf, and she was very embarrassed by it, obviously.
Yeah, I wonder if there is an eclipse werewolf.
I hope so. That might make it all worth it. Here's breaking news. 15 deaths after eclipse werewolf tears through a Walmart. Yeah, that's where it would go right away. Is the Walmart.
We got to do something about all these werewolves.
Close up! They're coming through in the border! Okay, so moving on from
what
that.
What about why wolves? Who wolves?
No wolves. What wolves? All five of them. Do you think werewolves exist, by the way? I know some people do.
Absolutely, dude. I think if men can have babies, then werewolves exist.
Yeah. A penis hole is merely a tiny vagina.
Merely a tiny vagina.
That's all it is. It's a little more painful. At least if you give birth out your penis, a woman can never complain to you that you don't know what birthing pain feels like ever again.
That's
one plus side to that there. So moving on to some Fannie Willis news. Fannie Willis has been warned by one of Trump's co-defendants. His name is Harrison Floyd. He has said, recuse yourself or face jail. And he released a video where he made a couple of allegations against her, one of them saying that she committed a felony. I'm going to play you his clip. And then
so he's threatening democracy. Okay. He's
obviously
threatening to
and
destroy
he's black
democracy.
Also.
Okay.
He's also a black
guy.
So.
All right. So he's compromised.
Yeah. He's the guy who is the only of the defendants, of the like 19 defendants, who was denied bond and had to stay in jail for 7 days. At the time, I was like, that seems a little racist. But, you know, let me get that out of here. Stop that. All right. So this is an interesting story because we have a lot of stories coming out about Fannie that some of them are good and they help the cause to kind of end her corruption. Others just make us look dumb. And I think might figure out. Well, I'll tell you which one this one is, in my opinion, here in a minute. Here he is.
Last week, my attorney and I made it public that District Attorney Willis very likely violated the Maryland Wiretapping Act, which is a felony here in Maryland. As far as we are aware, DA Willis did not have a warrant, and the call was not made in furtherance of law enforcement because I was already in custody. She simply broke the law. The truth is, DA Willis did not like the public backlash she was receiving, and over the course of multiple calls, she tried to find a way out of the mess that she created. She also made the claim that I denied a consent bond, which is a lie. The truth is simple and, quite frankly, sad. DA Willis is blinded by her upbringing, which was deeply rooted in radical progressive ideology and racism. She has no problem weaponizing her skin or her office to further its aims. While my skin is also black, DA Willis identifies me as white and views me as a defender of white supremacists due to my political beliefs. Deep down, she wants to make me pay for what she feels is a betrayal to black culture. Her words and actions consistently demonstrate a hate for white people and a need to make this case about race. She has disrespected Judge McAfee and defense attorneys because of the color of their skin. It's racist, and it's wrong. After my attorneys finish working on the appeal Judge McAfee granted, we will bring a motion asking the court to exercise its judicial power on equal protection grounds, because racism, in any form, is wrong. I, along with a lot of you, would like a speedy resolution. However, this is more than likely going to take time due to the district attorney's unprofessional, overly aggressive, and untruthful nature. Let me be clear that this is not an effort to delay justice or attack the district attorney because of her race or sex. It's because she actually broke the law in the same manner she's falsely accusing me of. Thank you, and I will see you back in Georgia.
Okay, you know what I was thinking of the whole time? I was watching that. I can't hear you.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking, I really wish someone else would have framed this shot differently.
Yeah.
It's a lot of headspace.
There's
way too much headspace. I really
need a better director. Need an acting coach here.
Yeah. So I think Fannie should stay on the case.
Well, I think she will stay on the case.
No, I think that's hilarious. I love that he, that's so funny.
I also have to say, and for the effect that's trying to be pulled off here, need a different wardrobe. Need maybe a bandana, maybe
different
a suit.
Wardrobe,
you know?
Different wardrobe. That painting was really distracting.
Need a Tupac thing on the back over there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So... Yeah. He's not wrong about Fannie's upbringing mm-hmm. or her willingness to weaponize her skin color. That is her MO, is anybody who stands in her way, she accuses of being racist. Mm-hmm. But I will remind everybody again, and I will continue to remind people of this, because Fannie Willis is on the side of power. Yes. And Fannie Willis, this is from the Black Agenda Report. I've gone through this before. I'm not going to go through all of it, just a couple lines. Atlanta prosecutor Fannie Willis sent black educators to jail. And they say, Atlanta is no mecca for black people. It's a political plantation where white overseers rule. Fannie Willis's prosecution of black teachers was an awful example of the power dynamic in that city. And then they conclude the article.
The white overseers thing is preposterous.
That is
preposterous. Atlanta is one of the few cities in the country that disproportionately represents the minority race in the majority in representation.
Yeah, I would say if there's any white overseers, they're going to be more at a global level, an international level, funneling down to the state. I like the way they ended the article where they say she's in charge of the Donald Trump trial against 18 other people. But then they do conclude, and they don't like Trump. They do not like Trump at all. But they say one must always assume that defendants who are being overcharged, they're talking about Fannie Willis using the RICO statute, that she's doing it for nefarious intent. And people should remember that because Fannie is about power.
No, what I've been trying to explain to several of my liberal friends who don't understand why Trump is gaining in popularity with black people is I'm like, well, because they see what's happening. And they're like, well, what do you mean? Well, if he was, this is what one of them said, if he was, if he's innocent, why is he so afraid to go to trial? Why doesn't he just go to trial? I go, I don't know. Probably the same reason a lot of innocent black men don't want to go to trial.
Absolutely. 100%. That's something I did want to talk about in a minute is you can't really fight this just by the book according to the way the justice system works because the indictment makes it very clear.
He's exposing it.
It is fraudulent, yeah. D's Last says, I was thinking that the COVID booster sucked this man's energy out. Yeah, something sure sucked his energy out for sure. There was a couple claims that he made in there that I want to address. So he's accusing Fannie, and this story is going around today. And I point these out because if we share claims because we're excited that we might get Fannie, but they're easy to debunk, so the way that they say it, debunk, or to prove wrong, then we sound just like people who say that Trump said to inject bleach in their arms.
100%, sure.
And so the two claims were about the Equal Protection of Law Act, that she violated that here. And the other one is that she committed a felony by violating Maryland's Wiretapping Act because she recorded illegally, is the claim, his lawyer. She called him up. They were talking about a different case, and she recorded it without telling him. And those are the two things that are being shared around. And the first one, the equal protection of law violation, is there's no chance to win that there because his argument is that she is persecuting him because of race, and she's treating him like a white guy. She doesn't like white people, I think is kind of the argument. But that's a hard argument to make when she's also charging like a dozen or 15 black guys with the other, what's the guy's name? Young something rapper gang. There's two or three RICO. Yeah. That's a tough one to make, and it doesn't meet the standards. If he could bring up the fact that he was the only defendant who was left in the Fulton County jail for a week and not given bond in the beginning of this, yeah, that seems a little racist, but that was done by the first judge on this case, not Fannie Willis. So that one doesn't stand. But before I go into the other one, I want to show you this guy who is spreading this around, one of many who's spreading it around, that Fannie Willis has committed a felony. You remember we talked about how everybody was talking about how she admitted to campaign finance fraud, which she absolutely did not. She's done plenty of friggin' things. Admitting to campaign finance fraud was not one of them, and all people had to do was watch it. But you have these fucking people who have this authority to them, and maybe this guy genuinely means it. I don't know, but I'm getting a little tired of seeing this guy spread disinformation.
You should write your president. Tell him you should start a disinformation board.
I have to say, I can't believe I just said disinformation. That's how affected even I am.
Yeah. But what about malinformation?
Malinformation. That's the information that's true, but used in a way they don't like you to use it. That's what that is. All right, get rid of this.
I just like bad information.
Yeah, sexy. I like sexy
and naughty information.
Yeah, bad, but you know, in a good way. All right.
Yep.
Well, I think I know what you mean. So this guy appears on Megyn Kelly's show all the time, and maybe he means well, but he goes on Megyn Kelly's show and he spreads stuff that from day one I said not true. He's wrong. Not true. Not saying he hasn't given some good information, but he tells people things that they then go tell other people that makes them look dumb to anybody who's actually looked into it. Okay. And so here he is right here talking about this.
By the way, Fannie did reach out to us, one of my colleagues in Maryland, and was rude and abrupt with him on the phone. And he was dealing with the Maryland case. I was dealing with the Georgia case. And she ended up recording him. You know, Maryland is a two-party state. Both parties have to consent.
You're saying that she illegally recorded a phone call?
Oh, yeah. It's a felony in Maryland.
So the guy who said on the left, she illegally recorded a phone call. I guarantee you, and I haven't looked at, maybe I'll be wrong about this. I guarantee you he's on Megyn Kelly. Either he was tonight or tomorrow talking about how Fanny illegally recorded a phone call and committed a felony. That is a stupid argument and is completely wrong, because what they're talking about is a violation of the Wiretapping Act. And 38 states have, there's 38 states that have one way, there's 11 that have it another, and then there's one that have it, they go to the federal law. Most states have a one party where you only have to have one person consent. And Maryland happens to be one of the few that has, you're required to have two.
Both calls have to take place inside Maryland?
That's exactly why this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because they don't mention the fact that this was a cross, Fanny was in Georgia is what everything in the story presumes. If Fanny was in Georgia, if they say otherwise, or if she was in Maryland, they would say that, because that would actually make the case against her. Across state lines, because Georgia, you don't have, as long as you're part of the phone call, you do not have to tell somebody you're recording them and you can legally do it. In Maryland, however, you have to tell them and you have to get consent from the person that you're recording. So they're just leaving out all of the other law. So what would happen if it's across state lines call? Well, the state where the recording device is located is the standard, that they defer to that law or they defer to federal law. And federal law is also a one-person consent law, just like Georgia. So there's 0% chance, unless Fanny was in Maryland, that she committed any crime here. Now,
and they have to prove that she was in Maryland.
Right.
They'd have to prove, they'd have to get her cell phone records and ping that she was in Maryland.
And these guys know that. That's my perspective on this. They know that they're spreading stuff that are going to get people hyped and going to get him back on Megyn Kelly's show and whoever's show.
Right.
And this pisses me off.
And the way they do it is they play this like, oh, gosh, I mean, if this is true, the implications of that. And meanwhile, they know it's not true.
Absolutely.
But they give themselves a little bit of plausible deniability. Like,
yeah.
Because he can easily come on tomorrow and go, well, we were wrong about that.
Right. After 15 interviews and he's gotten 100,000 more or however many followers. And it's this type of thing where it's like, let's do the sensational angle of it and get more concerned about growing our popularity while giving people bullshit instead of pursuing the truth. And if I'm wrong and he actually went on to explain this, then I will apologize. But I've watched this guy a lot. And while he does give some good information, he tends to go a little sensational and never correct himself until after the fact. And all the Megyn Kelly appearances.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have so much time they have to fill. They have so much content they have to fill, right?
Yeah. And he fills it with a lot of bullshit. It pisses me off. So she's not going to get a felony charge, but there's a lot of people right now, she's committed a felony, she did not, and there's not going to be any equal protection. While I don't like what he did, I don't blame the other guy, Harrison Floyd, for using the strategy, because I think that he knows this as well. I think that he knows there's no actual chance for this to work in the courtroom, and this goes back to what you were talking about a moment ago. The reason he knows, or reason that I'm okay with him doing this, is because when the indictment itself shows you that if you play by the strict rules of the law, and just fight in the courtroom, that is going to be completely weighed against you, then you have to play in the court of public opinion.
You have to do that. You have to be thinking about your strategy from the minute you start interacting with a police officer.
Absolutely.
Do not consent to... This is not legal advice. This is just general advice.
It's not health advice either. Yeah.
Let me put it this way. Consenting to any kind of DUI test is not recommended by some people.
Yes. Do not get out of the car and shove the police officer and run. Don't ever
Don't do that. And don't be a sovereign citizen either. Be cooperative. Understand you're going to go to jail, but your charges will end. You'll be null prost.
Don't point a gun at the police officer. Never do that as well. Mm-hmm. Not legal advice, but it's wise.
Not legal advice, but it's just advice I've seen work.
Yeah. What is interesting about this to me is we've actually seen this throughout this entire case. So the O.J. Simpson case, the spectacle was the actual trial, you know? we're not even to the trial here. The spectacle here has been the pretrial motions and the public statements made by not only defendants on the case on social media, but also by the DA on the case at churches and on social media, and also the judge on the case who's been doing interviews because they're both running for an election. We're seeing the war before the war. And both are trying to shape public perception and win the minds of the public, affect the jury pool one way or another. And for the defendants, this is where they have to win, because it's been made clear to them that it's going to be cheated a little bit when we get to the courtroom.
This is why they issue gag orders against Trump, because this is where he shines.
Absolutely, dude.
This 100%. Is where he shines. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've said this before, and I would almost like to see it at this point. I think that one way or another, this one does get to trial before November. And I think Fannie assigns herself as lead prosecutor, and we see the Fannie Trump showdown that everybody's been waiting to see.
Oh my God, please. This would be so good.
Total eclipse of Trump.
He's so good.
Definitely. And I think it's ironic too, because I looked at Fannie Willis's campaign page earlier today.
Yeah.
And it's just like she does not care. She feels so above the law. Like, look at some of these state. What is that? Oh, not that. So down here, especially, Fannie took office on January 1st, first woman to ever serve, which thank God for that. First woman to ever serve. She ousted the man who was there.
First woman without a penis to ever serve.
That is be the proper way to say that.
Yeah.
And she ousted the longtime dude by campaigning to protect Fulton's neighborhoods while making the criminal justice system more fair, transparent, and focused. She's making it more transparent. Where did you get the money from that you paid back Nathan? Just some cash.
Yeah. Focused on reducing crime by changing lives rather than seeking retribution.
No retribution coming from her at all.
Yeah, I would say retribution changes some lives.
Yes, it does. She's also restored integrity and effectiveness to the office by bringing in a new team of highly experienced lawyers and civic leaders, which I have pointed out on many occasions, almost all went to one of the nine divine nine Black Illuminati fraternities at the HBCU schools. Her people. I mean, she's like the kingpin over here. And she's made the Fulton County's DA's office one of the best in the country. That's not true at all. It's one of the most corrupt in the country. But nobody cares that she does that. I think we're up for an interesting showdown. You know, the turn of events nobody would see is if Trump and Fannie paid each other a little hush money, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
And then the Libertarian Podcast Review, Wade gave Fannie the gag order. Absolutely. That gag order has been given to Fannie many, many times by Nathan Wade. Nathan Wade with their. Oh, and speaking of Nathan Wade, by the way, just to show what kind of dude Nathan Wade is. So Nathan was spending all that money on Fannie. Well, a lawsuit has been filed against Nathan Wade by his ex-wife. It was a contempt of court lawsuit, I believe, for violating a temporary agreement order that the two of them reached on January 30th, right after all the stuff about him and Fannie broke out, which was kind of like, let me get this case taken care of so it doesn't get brought in to the other hearing. And they came to an agreement. But right after they came to that agreement, Nathan Wade refused to pay medical bills that he had agreed. He had agreed to pay uncovered treatments that his ex-wife needed that were not cosmetic. And she has some problems. She needed a colonoscopy and endoscopy. I don't know if I said that right, an ultrasound, because she's apparently experiencing some issues they can't figure out. She's lost a lot of weight, and they worry that it could be an emergency situation, and this is $4,400 worth of medical bills that, according to the court order, he is supposed to pay. And when he was notified of this, and he was told that the hospital would not even set up the appointments until he paid the copay to the health provider, he said, I'm not paying it. You pay it for now. I'll pay you back later, which is a violation of the court order. And then after that, he then called his daughter. Actually, this was shortly after the court order. And he said, I'm no longer paying your rent or your living expenses. And he told his daughter that. And she's in college studying in medical school, I think. He told her that on the day her rent was due. And he said, go get it from your mother. And this is all an email. And all of this is in violation of the agreement. And then that's not where he stops. You know, unlike Joe Biden, Nathan Wade not only screws his daughter, he screws over his son. He called up his son, who's in Spain, I think it's Spain, studying abroad and playing soccer. And he told him the same thing. I'm no longer paying for any of your stuff. And this, despite the fact that he agreed to pay, this was a official, what do they call it? Official affidavit with the country to let his son get a visa, because you have to agree to do this. You have to agree to pay all the expenses. And he said, I'm no longer paying it. You're screwed. Go get it from your mother. And she's suing him now. There's Nathan. He's buying. I don't blame him. Baconators are expensive. He buys Fanny a lot of Baconators.
A lot of Baconators. What a terrible father. What a terrible, terrible father. Honestly, you know, it's like anybody can have a kid, right? But not everyone deserves them.
Right. Totally. Nate G says, I don't see the problem. Wade's ex-wife should have thousands in cash laid around because she's black. Right. That's what Fanny said. Well, black her, people.
Yeah. Because her father always told her to keep a little walking around money.
What kind of it's like she was explaining black people to the black
there
people.
There are things that things in the black community that you don't want records of paying for. Oh, really? What types of things? I can think of two.
All my black friends I've seen when I've gone over to their house since this, I've been like, "Where's the cash, man?
Where's the cash, man?
Let me see that 15K."
That's so ridiculous.
Totally. All right. So a little bit more, then we'll get out of here. Curb Your Enthusiasm is in its final season. I don't know if you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. I like to cover stories that are just blatant fake outrage for public relations stunt. I mean, everything in the news is really, it's just to get attention or to shape opinion on something. But Larry David, who doesn't typically... He might make commentary on politics, but you don't typically see him on CNN with Chris Wallace doing an interview about how angry he is at Trump. Unless the finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm, after its very long run, is about to happen maybe 5 days later. And then he might go on CNN and feign outrage. And I just want to show you this. It's funny to me that people take this seriously when this is the exact same. If you watch...
railing against Trump?
Yeah, dude. He's railing against Trump about trying to steal the country, and that happens to be what the entire final season, the through line, about election and the Voter Integrity Act in Georgia. So it's all connected. And here's Larry.
What nonprofit is paying him to do that?
I think that he's probably getting a little bit from there, but I think his primary motivation is he wants to get eyes on that finale. Can we turn this up a little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, CNN is hearing from Larry David on what he thinks about Donald Trump. Chris Wallace had a fascinating conversation with him.
Fascinating conversation.
I can't go a day without thinking about what he's done to this country, because...
He can't go a single day without thinking about it.
Not a single day? Well, can't go a single day.
He's such a little baby that he's thrown 250 years of democracy out the window by not accepting the results of an election. I mean, it's so crazy. He's such a sociopath. He's so insane. He just couldn't admit to losing. And we know he lost. He knows he lost. And look how he's fooled everybody.
Look what he's bringing out.
He's convinced.
Look what he's bringing out, Larry.
That he didn't lose. He's such a sick man. He's so sick. Anyway, God. No, it hasn't impacted me at all.
Well, what's funny there is he's talking about how Trump has fooled everybody when Larry David is clearly fooling Chris Wallace or anybody who believes that he gives a shit about this at all.
I just can't believe how brave he is. It takes so much bravery to get out there and say you hate Donald Trump.
Absolutely. You know? It's just wild, too, how the final episode of, not to give any spoilers, is really focuses in on, you know, stolen election integrity.
Now, Wallace was a Fox man before he went over to CNN, right?
He was. He was definitely Chris Wallace. Yeah. But he's still a Republican because CNN they view both sides. They have Republicans, Democrats, but no MAGA Republicans, which are a different breed. They're Russian colluders and insurrectionists.
Yeah.
Is what they are.
Yeah.
It's funny too, because in this season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, he mocks trans people. He mocks pronouns. He makes a number of jokes alluding to little girls, but not in a bad, like the way they do it is, yeah. But here he's really, really angry.
This is so funny. All of a sudden, Democrat, like liberals are speaking out against the pronoun stuff and acting like they're pushing back against it. And it's like, you're only doing this because the door was held wide open for people who spent their reputations saying that men can't have babies.
Right. And then you see a prosecutor or a public defender in Canada with big old fake boobs.
Hilarious.
Like the one, like the home shop teacher who has the deepest voice ever.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of him talking to that lawyer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So our friend, Josh, we had a better ending to Curb Your Enthusiasm. So the way is a little bit of a spoiler if you don't want to hear it, earmuffs, but he foreshadows it during the whole season. They end it the exact same way that they ended Seinfeld, except they do one twist to say, this is how we should have ended Seinfeld type thing. You see it coming a mile away from like episode two. And Larry's on trial and you're bringing up all the people talking about how much of a piece of trash he is and whatever. And Josh and I thought it would have been better if instead of there was an old woman that he was continuing to date at the beginning that he hated, but he couldn't break up with her because she was an alcoholic and would make her fall off the wagon or on the wagon, whichever it is. We thought it would be better if instead of that old woman, he was dating that two-headed girl.
Oh, yeah. The one that just got married.
The one that got married.
Where one just checks out when the other one's having
right.
a moment.
Right. And this is what. So every time he has sex with her, he is sexually assaulting the other one. So he gets hashtag. Larry, this is the show, the episode. Larry David marries the two-headed girl and gets hashtag Me Too'd by the one who doesn't like him. I don't know if there's a two vagina thing. Probably not, but maybe in the show there is. I stuck it in the wrong vagina. How was I supposed to know?
They're like the twins.
And he ends up on trial for the hashtag Me Too trial, and his public defender is the Canada big titted, deep voiced trans 70-year-old lawyer.
Why aren't you in these rooms making these movies, TV shows for all of us to watch?
I mean, that's a good plot for Larry
David. Let me tell you,
episode.
If I ever win this Powerball or whatever, you know, the $1 billion, was it like 10 billion? If I ever win one of those, we're making everyone in the studio.
Can you imagine the outrage of people if they were with us to watch
we're
a show
starting a streaming. We're starting a streaming platform. I am just going to create a fund to just create whatever crazy fucking
do that movie. One. We'll do the Trans Punisher.
Trans Punisher. We'll do them all.
Yeah, man. But what's up, Denver? He says, what's up? Hey, Brad, Ian. That is not any worse than the other stuff that he does in the show. And I'm not criticizing him for doing that. I just think it's funny that he is so blatantly appealing to the politics that are going on for the purpose of what I think is just profit, like all of these cocksuckers do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they love it. They can't wait for another Donald Trump presidency.
Dude, they need Donald Trump.
Oh, then they can be all oppressed again and march around the streets with their signs.
Yeah, and they all have MAGA hats hidden, and they were the ones who bought out all of his basketball shoes.
No, you can't drive to work. We hate Donald Trump.
What about the ones who leave these networks and then suddenly, like Chris Cuomo, start to act like, oh, maybe he's nuts. Maybe I don't like him. But
I'm not buying the Chris Cuomo thing. I'm sorry. no way. I don't know why. I'm suspicious of everyone who's having him on their shows. Like I like a lot of I watch a lot of the guys he's been making the appearances on. And I'm like, why do you guys keep having him on? Just because now he's saying what you think is the right thing.
You're right. He needs a little bit more of a redemption arc for sure. And before we go into just one short thing here, thank you for joining me here, Ian.
Of course, I do want to
put it out there. I put this on Twitter too, that I am more than willing to host a debate between that PBD entertainment guy, that Iranian guy, and Tim Pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over who should get to host a hypothetical debate between Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro. I will do that so we can put this to rest so that Dave Rubin can stop texting Tucker Carlson all the time. I want to help everybody solve this. Let's come together on this debate that's going on right now.
Yeah, I think anyone who cares at all about what is going on between Candace and Ben and all these people, just find something else to do.
I know. Who cares?
Who fucking cares? Who cares? Who fucking cares? Candace got fired because she pissed her boss off. It happens in America every day. She's going to be fine. Tucker's going to create a media empire that rivals Ben's. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Everybody is a grifter, is I think 100% that we're coming to right now.
Even the two of us, we're just very bad at it. But yeah, we are getting better.
Just never tell people to give us money.
never tell anyone to give us money. And make it very difficult to figure out how to give us money. But that's all going to change.
We've got to really work hard to give us money.
We're coming out with a line of stuff. I've been talking to Brad about how we've got to make some products. The people want some products.
I want a basketball jersey and shorts to go with those shoes, those Trump shoes. Whole uniform. You know people would wear it.
Hell yeah.
60-year-old men would wear that uniform, dude. 45, 47 as a jersey right there. That's a product. Now, somebody, you guys can do that because I probably won't. So
he would just be so much more fun to watch than 4 more years of Biden.
Biden's not going to make it 4 more years. And Kamala, I don't know if there's probably more context to the clip, but Kamala, I guess she's drunk or something when she's like, they didn't have brackets until 2022.
Take it from me. It's my expert opinion as a person who bartended for 15 years. Kamala Harris, and this is my expert opinion, okay? Yeah. Expert opinion. Kamala Harris is a white wine drunk, probably Moscato, could be Pinot Grigio.
Okay, it's red wine, Pinot Grigio, right?
No. That's Pinot Noir. Grigio is white wine. Very, very, like, these are both wines that ladies who are white wine drunks, they'll pound these, just pound them.
You know, that's interesting. I'll have to think about it. I always thought her as a Merlot type of drunk.
No, it's white wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, white wine, it's white wine because it doesn't leave a stain, right?
Oh, that's it. Yes, you nailed it right there. And even though her cuck husband scrubs her teeth for her every morning, going to leave a little bit of stain.
He probably scrubs, scrub-a-dub-dub.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. Yeah. All right, real quick. And Ian, if you got to go, you can drop out and let me know. I will, after this one,
I'm going to drop out. But
all right, here we go. So, smoking gun, my favorite thing to do is, haven't read the story, but woman gets 15 months in prison for naked rampage in public pleasure session. I wonder what percentage of these stories involve public pleasure sessions. Pretty high percentage.
Pretty high.
Florida woman has begun serving a prison sentence for a recent naked rampage at a convenience store that included a masturbation session conducted in front of police. So if that is what you need to do to prevent yourself from running or pulling out a gun on the cops, then by all means, masturbate in front of the police.
Yeah, and this is the mugshot that was taken.
Seems very satisfied.
She seems ready to pack it in.
I think it seems like she went to completion. Yeah, that's what she looks like.
Well, I did what I had to do. Sorry you didn't get off, officer.
I know you liked it over there.
Yeah, you like, I'd do it again.
She's probably right,
too. I will. I'll do it again.
There's probably one of those cops snuck back in and unlocked, and he's like, do it again.
All right.
her name is Celia Barrett.
Yeah.
So that woman does not look 35 years old to me. I don't know about you. She's a tough 35.
Yeah, she looks 35.
You think?
She looks 35, yeah.
She pleaded guilty and to a variety of charges stemming from her unclothed antics at a racetrack convenience store. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's racetrack. She was sentenced to 15 months in state prison after copping to aggravated assault, a felony, and 4 misdemeanors, including exposure of sexual organs and disorderly intoxication. Following her sentencing, Barrett was transferred on the 20th to another jail to the custody of the corrections.
This is all Central Florida living.
It's always in Florida.
This is Central Florida, too, which is
You're from Florida, people, right?
Yeah, Florida's three different states all in one. You got North Florida, Central Florida, and South Florida. There are three different places. The farther south you go, the more northeast it becomes.
But the Central Florida is where the public masturbation you're going to see a little more of.
I think Central Florida has a lot. Definitely, it's not as white trash as North Florida, but it's definitely up there. We got a good Central Florida tends to be an interesting mix,
right?
You get a little bit of everything.
Can they all spot each other from a mile away? Central Floridians and South and North.
I don't know if it's a mile away. No.
Because it depends on how big the penis in their hand is for some reason.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that penis a mile away.
Yeah. Alleged by police. What did they say here? Okay. So a drunken bear threatened the workers at racetrack. And it always involves threats, too, these stories.
I'm going to masturbate if you don't give me all your money.
I'll do it. I'll do it
right now.
And she had a sharp-edged vegetable peeler. And she...
I'm going to peel some vegetables and masturbate all over your store.
Yeah, which is a normal thing to do when you're upset. And the defendant, prior to being taken into custody, began masturbating in front of the deputies while inside of the store. And in addition to the term, she had previously served for battery and marijuana possession, and she also had to pay some fines. So I just think that there's an epidemic of reaction. So some people run from the police, like we talked about earlier, and they get shot, which is always tragic. Or they get, I don't even want to go into the George Floyd story. They get fentanyled by a knee, a little bit of both.
Right.
I think we should be conditioning a lot of these people that have an inclination like that to instead choose another path, and that is to threaten vegetables and masturbate instead.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad that she didn't have Fawny prosecuting her, because Fawny wouldn't seek retribution. She would just change her life.
Yeah, yeah, transparently. She would.
How can we change your life? I don't want any kind of retribution. You don't have to do any, get a jail time. You like vegetables?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, I'll turn you into a chef.
Yeah.
Use that peeler for something different. You're going to keep the same peeler, though. We're not going to get you a new one. Yeah, so that's the question that I have too, Nate, is how long do they let it go on? So there's details that they don't include in these stories that if...
We're going to need about five or six more of you guys. We got a lady here masturbating.
Give her a minute. She will not stop. Give her a minute. Look, these corn dogs in the twister here making me a little horny too. Give her a minute.
You know what I think? I think we're going to need a lady cop out here. I think we need to get us a lady cop.
Get a sexy one. Get a sexy lady cop. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how long it went on. Because at what point is it considered self-pleasure? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I think one day. It's one of those time stand stills moments. I think you're like, could have been 3 seconds, but it felt like an hour,
I was hoping the solar eclipse would bring those answers to me, but they did not. Thank you, Ian.
Yeah.
For hanging out. Thank you, guys. Yeah. It's a perfect crime. Yeah.
It's super fun. Eat your vegetables, everybody.
Yeah, make sure you peel them first. And I'll be back later in the week. I do have a Rock Fan Only show I did with Sam Tripoli that I'm going to be uploading to Patreon. And it's already on Rock Fan, but I'll put it on Patreon and Locals. So if you want to subscribe to that, patreon.com/propaganda report. Go to propagandafight.com, and I'm still feeding messages. Hit me up on Twitter or X about, would you guys come see a live live podcast/comedy show with Ian, Fake Trump, and I, and a few of our other friends. I'm feeling out where people are located, where the best place to do it is. And if anybody has any... If you own a bar, or you own a location, or you can recommend a location that you think might be helpful, all ears for that too. So thank you guys for everything, and we'll talk to you next time. Have a fantastic rest of your solar eclipse day. And